Well, first of all, I would like to introduce you to our audience. I would like to share your bio with people who aren't familiar with Dr. Amen. Dr. Daniel Amen, I'm going to read his bio because it's quite impressive. It says, "The Washington Post called Dr. Daniel Amen the most popular psychiatrist in America. Sharecare named him the web's number one most influential expert and advocate on mental health. He is a physician, psychiatrist, neuroscientist, and founder of Amen Clinics in California, Washington, Virginia, Georgia, and New York. Amen Clinics have the world's largest database of functional brain scans relating to behavior, totaling more than 115,000 scans on patients from 111 countries. Dr. Amen is the lead researcher on the largest brain imaging and rehabilitation study on professional football players and was a consultant on the movie Concussion, starring Will Smith. His team published the world's largest brain imaging study showing brain SPECT imaging can significantly distinguish post-traumatic stress disorder from traumatic brain injury in 90% of cases. Discover Magazine named his research as 19th of the top 100 stories in science for 2015. Dr. Amen has hosted 10 public television shows about the brain, which have raised more than $60 million for public television. And in addition, Dr. Amen is a 10-time New York Times bestselling author, including books such as Healing ADD, which is one of my favorites, Magnificent Mind at Any Age, The Daniel Plan with Pastor Rick Warren and Mark Hyman, and his number one bestselling book, which was the first I ever read, is Change Your Brain, Change Your Life, which is translated into 26 languages. It is impressive, and I have to tell you personally that we took my own son, Jacob, to your clinic down in Costa Mesa when he was first diagnosed on the autism spectrum. And actually, not when he was first diagnosed. I didn't know about you immediately. I'm actually a craniosacral therapist, and I was at a class up in Berkeley, and some people, the instructor was talking about you with another student and about your books, and I was learning about you, and my son had been diagnosed on the autism spectrum. And we took him down to your clinic and did the full, we were there for 3 days, the both types of SPECT imaging where you do the concentrated and then the relaxed state. And it was literally life-changing for our family, what we learned at that and that experience. So I would love for you to share with our audience about SPECT imaging, what it can do for people, and that this show really focuses on the autism spectrum. So what types of things you've seen and how you feel it can be helpful. And I also really, my website and my book are also Naturally Healing Autism. And so I really liked that you really focused or seemed to focus, especially from an MD sort point of view, you really focused on starting first with natural remedies and then moving on to, pharmaceuticals as a backup if you felt like it was needed because, something more was necessary. So can you just go ahead and share with our audience, please?
So I'm a child psychiatrist by training, and I think the first thing that comes to mind when I think of autism is the explosion in autism just in the 30 years that I've been a psychiatrist. It used to be a very small part of our practice, and it has grown to be a significant part of our practice. So, I know it's a big question on everybody's mind, why, what's happening, but we clearly see the level of pain associated with this disorder. In 1991, I started looking at people's brains. I went to a lecture on brain SPECT imaging, and it radically changed everything I did. I mean, just from what I ate to how I thought to how I addressed my patients. And I'm a classically trained psychiatrist, trained to do psychotherapy and medication. Psychotherapy, medication, that's what I was trained to do. And as soon as I started looking at people's brains, I'm like, the medicine part's not all that it's cracked up to be, that some of our medicines are flat out toxic for brain function. And some of our medicines are awesome. But, you know, if you never look, you never know. And you can throw darts in the dark at people, and you have no responsibility when you hurt them. But when I would look at the scans, and some of the medicines I prescribe make my patients look like they were drinkers, you know, like alcoholics, I'm like, okay, first do no harm, least toxic, most effective treatments. And so those have been our mantras. And there's a classic autism pattern on scans. And what we see classically is their frontal lobes are hyperactive. They work too hard. That's why they're worried, rigid, and flexible. Things don't go their way. They get upset. They're ritualistic. They can't shift their attention. In fact, if things surprise them, they can actually become violent. And they have smaller cerebellums. So when I see that pattern on scans, I'm thinking, thinking of an autistic spectrum pattern. But not everybody who has autism has that pattern. So, you know, like I wrote in Healing ADD and Healing Anxiety and Depression and Unchain Your Brain, which was about addictions, is autism isn't one disorder. There are the classic pattern, probably inherited. So you see OCD-like people in their family. There's a toxic pattern where it's either due to an infection or an environmental toxin. And there are higher incidences of autism around places that have high levels of pollution, either air pollution or water pollution. There's also a traumatic pattern where you can see there was an injury that was involved in this. And there's an anoxic pattern where there was a lack of oxygen, which could be due from a traumatic birth. And it could also be due, and I know this is terribly unpopular, a vaccination pattern. Now, I don't think everybody who gets vaccinated is going to get autism. And I'm a huge fan of getting rid of smallpox and whooping cough and all of those things. But I think to just dismiss it outright, it just doesn't go with my experience. What I got really excited about is many of these brains could be improved. And they can be, the first thing I saw with improvements with autism was a gluten-free, dairy-free diet. It just would shock me that a child who had no words, after they got put on that diet, all of a sudden they had 100 words. That didn't fix the autism. But it helped. And image-guided diagnosis and treatment makes the difference. So that's my experience. But I've never said image-guided evaluation and treatment cures everybody, because it clearly doesn't. I'm so excited to work with this community because I think we have more information to offer them. And that's what's exciting. So I would love to hear your experience and how the scans made a difference for your family.
What it was really helpful in was getting rid of that cookie cutter approach, which you can't do with any individual anyway. But this way we were able to really get down to specifics about exactly what was going on in my son's brain and what natural supplements would help to boost his brain's ability to function better and just at its optimum as it could. I'd worked with his gut a lot, and that is a big thing that I do, healing the gut. My book, Natural Healing Autism, is about the three big steps, which are healing the gut, getting rid of the heavy metal toxins, and then brain support and repair. And that the repair aspect also comes in because I'm a craniosacral therapist, and 30 years in holistic health, I've had great success with homeopathy. And we also had great success with neurofeedback, which I know that you do at your clinics now, too. I don't believe that it was offered back when we went there. We saw somebody else on our own that I had known about. But So all of those things, I'm wondering too, sometimes in the beginning, the parents are in such need of what can I do for my child, that they kind of they'll sometimes tend to just go ahead and get their child on some drugs because they don't know what else to do. And so I'm thinking, I offer the suggestion of natural supplementation first. But also, once you clear the gut, the child is often a very different child once their gut is healed and the heavy metal toxins are out. So I'm kind of wondering, too, what your thoughts are on supplementing, natural supplementation for brain support in the beginning, and then reassessing possibly after the toxins have been removed from the system to what is there. Do dosages just get lowered? Maybe sometimes the supplements, some of them aren't needed. And then the same thing with certain parts of the brain being overactive and underactive, they might still just always need that support, which I know for my son is the case, and it's helpful when he takes supplements as well. So do you have any thoughts on that with before and after healing the system of the toxins?
Well, I like your model a lot. It's something that I think of is, we call the gut your second brain, because it actually produces a lot of neurotransmitters. And if your gut's not right, your brain's not right. And if you think, your gut only has a single cell layer lining, and if that lining becomes impaired, all sorts of things get into your body that have no business in your body. The brain has that same single cell, it's called the blood-brain barrier, and if the blood-brain barrier becomes diseased, either heavy metal, toxins, inflammation, then you can't think right, and then, of course, you don't act right. I got really excited about using natural supplements many years ago. In fact, I then later started a supplement company because here's the fun story for me. What year was it? It was about 20 years ago. My niece, Jennifer, had a ring of fire brain. She was having trouble in school. She was anxious. She was behaviorally challenged at home. My sister was calling me 3 times a week going, what can I do with Jennifer? I tried her on this medicine. I tried her on that medicine. None of them worked. And then I was going to try her on Risperdal. And it was shortly after Risperdal had come out. But I'd made a couple of kids fat on it. But it really worked. And so I'm thinking I'm going to put her on Risperdal. And then I'm like, no, I'm not. You're going to know this kid the rest of your life. And you make her fat, she's going to hate you forever. And so I put her on something that now we call Neuralink. It has 5-HTP, L-tyrosine, and GABA. And it's like 4 months later, and I hadn't heard from my sister. And so I call her up, because I'm one of 7. We're a very close family. I'm like, Joanne, don't you love me anymore? And she's like, well, of course I love you. And you cannot believe how much better Jennifer's doing. She's getting straight A's in school. We're not fighting anymore. And it was like, whoa. I was going to go to Risperdal, and this simple supplement made a radical difference in her life. And, oh, by the way, this year she graduated from law school and passed the bar. I mean, it was just like, wow.
For a child who once couldn't focus, so probably was getting, like, D's, maybe failing some of the courses. Just
right, and she was a hellion, which means, when you're troubled as a 7-year-old, it sets off bad messages that you have about yourself. Right. And if you get that over and over again, the part of your brain that hates you grows stronger and becomes more active, and that self-loathing, left untreated, can go to drug abuse, to alcoholism, to early pregnancy, to job failure, to incarceration, and so on. But by taking, sort of a holistic, natural approach. So that story's always stuck with me. Is there a whole bunch of ways to help people? And I just always think, well, what are all the tools in the toolbox? And if this was my child, or now because I'm a grandfather, if this is my grandbaby, what would I do? And I don't know if you know, but I have four grandchildren, and one of them, Emmy, was born troubled. She was floppy, which means she just had no muscle tone. And I was horrified because I know that's not a good sign. And at 5 months old, she started to have wicked seizures. And when I got on the phone with the doctor, he wanted to put her on ACTH, which has more side effects than you can imagine, including wiping out your immune system. And it was $26,000 a dose. And I'm like, wait, what other choices do we have? And he's like, no, I think that's the best choice. And I said, well, what about the ketogenic diet? And he's like, oh, there's no science. And my wife says the relationship between me and this doctor went sour when I asked him if he knew how to read. I'm like, what do you mean there's no science? There's 70 studies showing that it cuts seizure frequency by 50% in children. And he's like, oh, if you want to do that, I won't be your doctor. I'm like, are you kidding? You're fired. And it's like, you know, how did you get through medical school not knowing how to do informed consent? Because, you know, and everybody listening to this, listen to this carefully. Your doctor is not your mother. He's not, or she is not your boss. They have to be your partner in health. And it should be a collaborative effort where they teach you about your options and the pros and cons of each option. And then you choose. And so many doctors go, oh, don't go to the Amen clinics. There's no science behind what they do. And I always ask them, it's like, really? Do you read? On our website today, there are 3,000 scientific abstracts. And I'm so excited about the Discover Magazine piece because we were not the top 19th story in psychiatry. And we were not the top 19th story in medicine or in health. We're the top 19th story in science, which means 18 was the discovery of Tesla's new battery, 20 was the discovery of the new dinosaur species. Our work matters. It's important. If you don't look, you don't know. And to think you know what to do with an autistic spectrum disorder without looking at their brain is folly, because is their brain overactive? Is it underactive? Is it toxic? Is it anoxic? Is it infected? Is it traumatic? And if you don't know, you fly blind. And, you know, you and I know this because you talk to a lot of families, is these medications are often hurtful. And, you know, there are other things to do. Simple dietary interventions should be one of the first things that people do. Neurofeedback, it's an option. Hyperbaric oxygen treatment, it's an option for low-activity brains. High-activity brains, my experience is it doesn't work. But, you know, I always think that treatment should be guided by information, not by he's autistic, we'll do this. Which is like saying, oh, he's depressed, so we'll give him an SSRI. Well, we know that works no better than placebo. Now, does that mean SSRIs are bad medications? No, there are some medications for the right person. They're disasters for the wrong person.
Right. Often a depressed person can become suicidal on the psychotropic drugs, and a person who is, more of the having the anger and aggressive issues, they get on drugs and they can become homicidal. You know, I think I would love to have seen, you know, some of these kids that have been involved in, you know, these horrid shootings and things that have gone on. If they had gotten the right help at the right time, those types of things could have been avoided. And that's where I really believe in the SPECT imaging as being a valuable resource to at least to look into, find out if it's something that could possibly be beneficial for your child, because it is very specific to your child's brain, not just somebody who's looking at a couple of symptoms saying, well, it looks like he might have this going on, and then being offered something. For my own son, because he was also, along with a positional defiance disorder, anxiety, depression, he also had extreme hyperfocus. And if he had been put on Ritalin, it would have been horrible for him. It would have been made much worse. Luckily, I just couldn't put my kid on drugs. It was just how I felt about it. The side effects scared me too much, and the dangers. And so I just kept looking further, and that's what I always encourage other parents to do, is to be willing to, as Dr. Amon said, don't just listen to one doctor's opinion or one doctor telling you there isn't science behind something, or they flash one study that they found somewhere in front of you. You look into things yourself and make your own decisions for your own child, because you're essentially hiring a doctor when you go in, and you can gladly and easily fire them. Or if you feel you want another opinion, go find it. Don't just settle for what you've heard.
What's your son's first name?
Jacob.
I'm just going to look at his scan while we're talking.
He's Goldstein. I go by Thomas.
Oh, good. Thank you for letting me know that.
While you're looking at that, too, I thought I'd let our listeners know that there's a brain type questionnaire that is on Dr. Amon's site, and I'm putting it up on mine very soon. It is Dr. Amon's questionnaire to help you look at what types of symptoms you, your child, anybody you know have, and then deduct the likely type of ADD that is going on for you. And then there are natural supplements that can, for your child, and natural supplements that can fit those specific types of symptoms. Oh, and I also am gladly and proudly an Amon affiliate, and I can offer you 15% off on all Amon Clinic SPECT scans. If you go to my website, naturallyhealingautism.com, on the Healthy Home page, if you scroll down to Brain SPECT Imaging and the Amon Clinic, you'll find a resource code to use there to save you a lot of money on SPECT scans and on Dr. Amon's specific supplements that he has developed as well.
Awesome.
Dr. Amon's site, for those of you who don't know, is amonclinics.com.
I had to ask them to send it to me, so hopefully they will. What other questions do you have?
Let's see. I know that you offer, because of affordability issues, there are three different types of things that you offer, so maybe you can help with that. One is a SPECT imaging scan where you do one day you're there, the scan is done in a resting state, the next day the scan is done in a active state, and then the last day you get the consult with one of your specialized psychiatrists. And or you can do just one of the scans in, I believe it's the active state, but then you don't really get, because the brain does function differently in an active state and in an inactive state. So you might want to address that slightly. And then for people who affordability is even more of an issue, that there's offering the brain questionnaire, of course, and then phone consultations are also an option with your team as well.
Right. There are lots of ways we can help people. Our full evaluation is the two scans like you talked about, one at rest, one when you concentrate, because the brain functions differently. Other evaluations. We do neuropsych testing, and we usually will do a significant lab panel on people as well to understand how's their thyroid working, do they have inflammatory markers, what's their vitamin D level. But not everybody can afford that. So we'll do evaluations with one scan. And actually, for a lot of autistic kids, they only get one scan because they're really not very cooperative for the concentration scan. So they'll do a resting scan. Sometimes we'll have to use sedation you have to cooperate and be able to lay still. And if you can't, sedation can be helpful. And for those people who can't afford it, they can clearly they could make a phone appointment with one of our doctors, talk over their case for a half an hour or for an hour. We also have online courses that, you know, is a fun way to learn more about what we do. Brain Warriors Way, that's going to be a big theme for us this year and going forward. And, you know, quite frankly, and you know this, Karen, you're in a war for the health of Jacob's brain. And, you know, I think of the true warriors, my daughter, who is taking care of my granddaughter, who, oh, by the way, on the ketogenic diet lost her seizures and has been seizure-free for the last 3 years. I mean, it's just been awesome. So we have the Brain Warriors Way. We have a course called Healing ADD at Home in 30 Days, which is, you know, what's the fastest way you can get someone with ADD better because they have a short attention span and you have to do it fast. We have another Brain Health Coaching Certification course, a new one we just launched, Change Your Brain Master's Program, which is really, it's the foundation of the Amen Clinics method and why we do what we do here at Amen Clinics. And we're going to have a high school course coming up in August that we're thrilled about. We actually have an independent study on it showing it decreases depression, decreases drug, alcohol, and tobacco use in teenagers, raises self-esteem. We're just thrilled to get teenagers and preteens involved in loving their brain. So there are all sorts of ways people can connect with us and benefit from us. Then, you know, you can get on Amazon and get Change Your Brain, Change Your Life for $12. So, or you can get it from the library. So we can help you for free all the way up to our full evaluation, which is about $3,900.
So how do you feel about, I went ahead, actually, before I had gone to your clinic, I had put my son on some natural supplements, and they were helping, but then what happened was when he hit puberty and the hormones hit, all of a sudden he became this kind of crazy kid again, and he had been actually doing pretty well, so we got to the point where we were a little bit toward our wit's end, so we found out about the Amen Clinics, went down, had the SPECT imaging scan, and the supplements that I had put him on were correct, but actually he needed a little bit higher dosages then at that point, so how can a parent feel safe about putting their child on natural supplementation based on the brain supplement or the brain questionnaire and things like that that they can do online, looking at your books and looking at the supplements like 5-HTP, you know, mood, sleep, appetite, you know, it's great for those things. L-tyrosine, great for helping the brain focus. And it's just a safe amino acid, inexpensive, no negative side effects. But how could a parent maybe evaluate what they should put their child on with the help of what's in your books, et cetera? I have that information in my book as well. Do you have any advice there or any thoughts about parents putting their children on natural supplementation on their own?
Well, you know, most people's consultant for natural supplements is the teenage clerk at Walmart. And you're going to get a much higher level of consultation reading my books and taking the questionnaire. Now, I always think they should work with a knowledgeable professional. And most psychiatrists are not, I mean, quite honestly. Right. So working with a naturopath can be really helpful, or a medical professional that is also an expert at using natural ways to heal the brain. Unfortunately, there's just not a lot of them. And so the questionnaire, my experience, is the next best thing, right? If you can't come and get scanned, I developed that questionnaire based on tens of thousands of scans, and it'll tell you, you know, are you likely to have low frontal lobe activity? Are you likely to have a hot anterior cingulate where you get stuck on things, which is very common in the autistic community? Right. Is your limbic brain more likely to be active? And based on how you score, it gives you ideas to think about. Now, I don't want people wholesale going off their medication. I think that can be dangerous. But I think you should work with somebody you care about, somebody you trust, to make a good decision. You know, there's some things that I really think they really probably need medicine. So if they're bipolar, and they're really bipolar, there's a high incidence of suicide with untreated bipolar disorder. So if people cycle way up and way down, please don't go off your medication. Or if they have schizophrenia. But, you know, one of the interesting things about schizophrenia is if you've got a map of the most, the highest incidence of schizophrenia in the U.S., it's in the Northeast, the Northwest, across the northern states and California. And then you overlay a map of the highest incidence of Lyme disease. They're identical.
Wow. I really covered Lyme disease in my book and the mold biotoxin illness as well, because I definitely have found that those are often one or the other, or even possibly both, are underlying issues that are not found in children or people with autism.
Right.
And when a treatment plan doesn't work, that you definitely need to look into Lyme. That is fascinating, though. I did not know about that, that you just spoke about. That's interesting.
And, you know, the Zika virus that's going on now, and all these babies are born with microcephaly, which means a small brain, I think that's a model for autism. That there is an association. There's something happening, whether it's an infection or an environmental toxin, that is triggering this epidemic where now 1 in 45 kids are being diagnosed with autism. So we just have to have an open mind, work really hard, and think of natural ways to help people. I'm going to have to run because I have another call at 10, yes. But what a joy to meet you. So let's stay in touch for sure, and I'm grateful that, you know, you're providing this wonderful service to your community.
It's all about helping people find the resources they need and, you know, helping as many people as you can. So we really appreciate your time. I know you're a very, very busy man, and thank you so much for joining us today. And everybody, amenclinics.com is Dr. Amen's website, and mine is naturallyhealingautism.com, and my book is Naturally Healing Autism. So hopefully this was helpful to you, and we look forward to hearing back from you. I'm also at Facebook/Naturally Healing Autism, so your comments and questions are always welcome there as well. And we thank you again, Dr. Amen. Have a great day.
Thanks, Karen. Bye-bye.
First of all, I would like to introduce you to our audience. I would like to share your bio with people who aren't familiar with Dr. Amen. Dr. Daniel Amen, I'm going to read his bio because it's quite impressive. It says, the Washington Post called Dr. Daniel Amen the most popular psychiatrist in America. ShareCare named him the web's number one most influential expert and advocate on mental health. He is a physician, psychiatrist, neuroscientist, and founder of Amen Clinics in California, Washington, Virginia, Georgia, and New York. Amen Clinics have the world's largest database of functional brain scans relating to behavior, totaling more than 115,000 scans on patients from 111 countries. Dr. Amen is the lead researcher on the largest brain imaging and rehabilitation study on professional football players and was a consultant on the movie Concussion starring Will Smith. His team published the world's largest brain imaging study showing brain SPECT imaging can significantly distinguish post-traumatic stress disorder from traumatic brain injury in 90% of cases. Discover Magazine named his research as 19th of the top 100 stories in science for 2015. Dr. Amen has hosted 10 public television shows about the brain, which have raised more than $60 million for public television. And in addition, Dr. Amen is a 10-time New York Times bestselling author, including books such as Healing ADD, which is one of my favorites, Magnificent Mind at Any Age, The Daniel Plan with Pastor Rick Warren and Mark Hyman, and his number one best-selling book, which was the first I ever read, is Change Your Brain, Change Your Life, which is translated into 26 languages. It is impressive, and I have to tell you personally that we took my own son, Jacob, to your clinic down in Costa Mesa when he was first diagnosed on the autism spectrum. And actually, not when he was first diagnosed. I didn't know about you immediately. I'm actually a craniosacral therapist, and I was at a class up in Berkeley, and some people, the instructor was talking about you with another student and about your books. And I was learning about you, and my son had been diagnosed on the autism spectrum. And we took him down to your clinic and did the full, we were there for 3 days, the both types of SPECT imaging where you do the concentrated and then the relaxed state. And it was literally life-changing for our family, what we learned at that and that experience. So I would love for you to share with our audience about SPECT imaging, what it can do for people, and that this show really focuses on the autism spectrum, so what types of things you've seen and how you feel it can be helpful. And I also really, my website and my book are also Naturally Healing Autism. And so I would I really liked that you really focused or seemed to focus, especially from an MD sort point of view, you really focused on starting first with natural remedies and then moving on to, you know, pharmaceuticals as a backup if you felt like it was needed because, you know, something more was necessary. So can you, you know, just go ahead and share with our audience, please?
So I'm a child psychiatrist by training. And, you know, I think the first thing that comes to mind when I think of autism is the explosion in autism just in the 30 years that I've been a psychiatrist. It used to be a very small part of our practice, and it has grown to be a significant part of our practice. So, you know, I know it's a big question on everybody's mind, why, what's happening, but we clearly see the level of pain associated with this disorder. In 1991, I started looking at people's brains. I went to a lecture on brain SPECT imaging, and it radically changed everything I did. I mean, just from what I ate to how I thought to how I addressed my patients. And I'm a classically trained psychiatrist, trained to do psychotherapy and medication. Psychotherapy, medication, that's what I was trained to do. And as soon as I started looking at people's brains, I'm like, you know, the medicine part's not all that it's cracked up to be, that some of our medicines are flat out toxic for brain function. And some of our medicines are awesome. But, you know, if you never look, you never know, and you can throw darts in the dark at people, and you have no responsibility when you hurt them. But when I would look at the scans, and some of the medicines I prescribe make my patients look like they were drinkers, you know, like alcoholics, I'm like, okay, first do no harm, least toxic, most effective treatments. And so those have been our mantras. And there's a classic autism pattern on scans. And what we see classically is their frontal lobes are hyperactive. They work too hard. That's why they're worried, rigid, and flexible. Things don't go their way. They get upset. They're ritualistic. They can't shift their attention. In fact, if things surprise them, they can actually become violent. And they have smaller cerebellums. So when I see that pattern on scans, I'm thinking, thinking of an autistic spectrum pattern. But not everybody who has autism has that pattern. So, you know, like I wrote in Healing ADD and Healing Anxiety and Depression and Unchain Your Brain, which was about addictions, is autism isn't one disorder. There are the classic pattern, probably inherited, so you see OCD-like people in their family. There's a toxic pattern where it's either due to an infection or an environmental toxin. And there are higher incidences of autism around places that have high levels of pollution, either air pollution or water pollution. There's also a traumatic pattern where you can see there was an injury that was involved in this. And there's an anoxic pattern where there was a lack of oxygen, which could be due from a traumatic birth. And it could also be due, and I know this is terribly unpopular, a vaccination pattern. Now, I don't think everybody who gets vaccinated is going to get autism. And I'm a huge fan of getting rid of smallpox and whooping cough and all of those things. But I think to just dismiss it outright, it just doesn't go with my experience. What I got really excited about is many of these brains could be improved. And they can be, the first thing I saw with improvements with autism was a gluten-free, dairy-free diet. It just would shock me that a child who had no words, after they got put on that diet, all of a sudden they had 100 words. That didn't fix the autism. But it helped. Image-guided diagnosis and treatment makes a difference. So that's my experience. But I've never said image-guided evaluation and treatment cures everybody, because it clearly doesn't. I'm so excited to work with this community because I think we have more information to offer them. And that's what's excited. So I would love to hear your experience and how the scans made a difference for your family.
What it was really helpful in was getting rid of that cookie cutter approach, which you can't do with any individual anyway. But this way we were able to really get down to specifics about exactly what was going on in my son's brain and what natural supplements would help to boost his brain's ability to function better. And just at its optimum, as it could. I'd worked with his gut a lot, and that is a big thing that I do, healing the gut. My book, Naturally Healing Autism, is about the three big steps, which are healing the gut, getting rid of the heavy metal toxins, and then brain support and repair. And that the repair aspect also comes in because I'm a craniosacral therapist and 30 years in holistic health. I've had great success with homeopathy, and we also had great success with neurofeedback, which I know that you do at your clinics now too. I don't believe that it was offered back when we went there. We saw somebody else on our own that I had known about. So all of those things, I'm wondering too, sometimes in the beginning, the parents are in such need of, what can I do for my child, that they kind of they'll sometimes tend to just go ahead and get their child on some drugs because they don't know what else to do. And so I'm thinking I offer the suggestion of natural supplementation first. But also once you clear the gut, the child is often a very different child once their gut is healed and heavy metal toxins are out. So I'm kind of wondering, too, what your thoughts are on supplementing, natural supplementation for brain support in the beginning, and then reassessing possibly after the toxins have been removed from the system to what is there. Do dosages just get lowered? Maybe sometimes the supplements, some of them aren't needed. And then the same thing with certain parts of the brain being overactive and underactive. They might still just always need that support. Which I know for my son is the case, and it's helpful when he takes supplements as well. So do you have any thoughts on that with before and after healing the system of the toxins?
Well, I like your model a lot. It's something that I think of is we call the gut your second brain because it actually produces a lot of neurotransmitters, and if your gut's not right, your brain's not right. And if you think, your gut only has a single cell layer lining, and if that lining becomes impaired, all sorts of things get into your body that have no business in your body. The brain has that same single cell, you know, it's called the blood-brain barrier. And if the blood-brain barrier becomes diseased, either heavy metal, toxins, inflammation, then you can't think right. And then, of course, you don't act right. I got really excited about using natural supplements many years ago. In fact, I then later started a supplement company because and here's the sort of the fun story for me. What year was it? It was about 20 years ago. My niece, Jennifer, had a ring of fire brain. She was having trouble in school. She was anxious. She was behaviorally challenged at home. My sister was calling me 3 times a week going, what can I do with Jennifer? I tried her on this medicine. I tried her on that medicine. None of them worked. And then I was going to try her on Risperdal. And it was shortly after Risperdal had come out. But I'd made a couple of kids fat on it. But it really worked. And so I'm thinking I'm going to put her on Risperdal. And then I'm like, no, I'm not. You're going to know this kid the rest of your life. And you make her fat, she's going to hate you forever. And so I put her on something that now we call Neuralink. It has 5-HTP, L-tyrosine, and GABA. And it's like 4 months later, and I hadn't heard from my sister. And so I call her up, because I'm one of seven. We're a very close family. I'm like, Joanne, don't you love me anymore? And she's like, well, of course I love you. And you cannot believe how much better Jennifer's doing. She's getting straight A's in school. We're not fighting anymore. And it was like, whoa. You know, I was going to go to Risperdal, and this simple supplement made a radical difference in her life. And, oh, by the way, this year she graduated from law school and passed the bar. I mean, it was just like, wow.
For a child who once couldn't focus, so probably was getting, like, D's, maybe failing some of the courses. Just
right, and she was a hellion, which means, you know, when you're troubled as a seven-year-old, it sets off bad messages that you have about yourself. Mm-hmm. And if you get that over and over again, the part of your brain that hates you grows stronger and becomes more active, and that self-loathing, you know, left untreated, can go to drug abuse, to alcoholism, to early pregnancy, to job failure, to incarceration, and so on. But by taking, you know, sort of a holistic, natural approach. So that story's always stuck with me. Is there a whole bunch of ways to help people? And I just always think, well, what are all the tools in the toolbox? And if this was my child, or now, because I'm a grandfather, if this is my grandbaby, what would I do? And I don't know if you know, but I have 4 grandchildren, and one of them, Emmy, was born troubled. She was floppy, which means she just had no muscle tone. And I was horrified because I know that's not a good sign. And at 5 months old, she started to have wicked seizures. And when I got on the phone with the doctor, he wanted to put her on ACTH, which has more side effects than you can imagine, including wiping out your immune system. And it was $26,000 a dose. And I'm like, wait, what other choices do we have? And he's like, no, I think that's the best choice. And I said, well, what about the ketogenic diet? And he's like, oh, there's no science. And my wife says the relationship between me and this doctor went sour when I asked him if he knew how to read. I'm like, what do you mean there's no science? There's 70 studies showing that it cuts seizure frequency by 50% in children. And he's like, oh, if you want to do that, I won't be your doctor. I'm like, are you kidding? You're fired. And it's like, you know, how did you get through medical school not knowing how to do informed consent? Because, you know, and everybody listening to this, listen to this carefully. Your doctor is not your mother. He's not, or she is not your boss. They have to be your partner in help. And it should be a collaborative effort where they teach you about your options and the pros and cons of each option, and then you choose. And so many doctors go, oh, don't go to the Amen clinics. There's no science behind what they do. And I always ask them, it's like, really? Do you read? On our website today, there are 3,000 scientific abstracts. And I was so excited about the Discover magazine piece because we were not the top 19th story in psychiatry. And we were not the top 19th story in medicine or in health. We're the top 19th story in science, which means 18 was the discovery of Tesla's new battery, 20 was the discovery of the new dinosaur species. Our work matters. It's important. If you don't look, you don't know. And to think you know what to do with an autistic spectrum disorder without looking at their brain is folly, because is their brain overactive? Is it underactive? Is it toxic? Is it anoxic? Is it infected? Is it traumatic? And if you don't know, you fly blind. And, you know, you and I know this because you talk to a lot of families, is these medications are often hurtful. And, you know, there are other things to do. Simple dietary interventions should be one of the first things that people do. Neurofeedback, it's an option. Hyperbaric oxygen treatment, it's an option for low-activity brains. High-activity brains, my experience is it doesn't work. But, you know, I always think that treatment should be guided by information, not by he's autistic, we'll do this. Which is like saying, oh, he's depressed, so we'll give him an SSRI. Well, we know that works no better than placebo. Now, does that mean SSRIs are bad medications? No, they're awesome medications for the right person. They're disasters for the wrong person.
Right. Often a depressed person can become suicidal on the psychotropic drugs, and a person who is, more of the having the anger and aggressive issues, they get on drugs and they can become homicidal. You know, I think I would love to have seen, you know, some of these kids that have been involved in, you know, these horrid shootings and things that have gone on. If they had gotten the right help at the right time, those types of things could have been avoided. And that's where I really believe in the SPECT imaging as being a valuable resource to at least to look into, find out if it's something that could possibly be beneficial for your child, because it is very specific to your child's brain, not just somebody who's looking at a couple of symptoms saying, well, it looks like he might have this going on, and then being offered something. For my own son, because he was also, along with a positional defiance disorder, anxiety, depression, he also had extreme hyperfocus, and if he had been put on Ritalin, it would have been horrible for him. It would have been made much worse. Luckily, I just couldn't put my kid on drugs. It was just how I felt about it. The side effects scared me too much, and the dangers, and so I just kept looking further, and that's what I always encourage other parents to do, is to be willing to, as Dr. Amen said, don't just listen to one doctor's opinion or one doctor telling you there isn't science behind something, or they flash one study that they found somewhere in front of you. You look into things yourself and make your own decisions for your own child, because you're essentially you're hiring a doctor when you go in, and you can gladly and easily fire them. Or if you feel you want another opinion, go find it. Don't just settle for what you've heard.
What's your son's first name?
Jacob.
I'm just going to look at his scan while we're talking.
He's Goldstein. I go by Thomas.
Oh, good. Thank you for letting me know that.
While you're looking at that, too, I thought I'd let our listeners know that there's a brain type questionnaire that is on Dr. Amen's site, and I'm putting it up on mine very soon. It is Dr. Amen's questionnaire to help you look at what types of symptoms you, your child, anybody you know have, and then deduct the likely type of ADD that is going on for you, and then there are natural supplements that can for your child, and the natural supplements that can fit those specific types of symptoms. Oh, and I also am gladly and proudly an Amen affiliate, and I can offer you 15% off on all Amen Clinic SPECT scans. If you go to my website, naturallyhealingautism.com, on the Healthy Home page, if you scroll down to Brain SPECT Imaging and the Amen Clinic, you'll find a resource code to use there to save you a lot of money on SPECT scans and on Dr. Amen's specific supplements that he has developed as well.
Awesome.
Dr. Amen's site, for those of you who don't know, is amenclinics.com.
I had to ask them to send it to me, so hopefully they will. What other questions do you have?
Let's see. I know that you offer, because of affordability issues, there are three different types of things that you offer. So maybe you can help with that. One is a SPECT imaging scan where you do one day you're there, the scan is done in a resting state. The next day the scan is done in a active state. And then the last day you get the consult with one of your specialized psychiatrists. And or you can do just one of the scans in, I believe it's the active state, but then you don't really get, because the brain does function differently in an active state and in an inactive state. So you might want to address that slightly. And then for people who affordability is even more of an issue, that there's offering the brain questionnaire, of course, and then phone consultations are also an option with your team as well.
Right. There are lots of ways we can help people. Our full evaluation is the two scans like you talked about, one at rest, one when you concentrate, because the brain functions differently. Lots of other evaluations. We do neuropsych testing, and we usually will do a significant lab panel on people as well to understand how's their thyroid working, do they have inflammatory markers, what's their vitamin D level. But not everybody can afford that. So we'll do evaluations with one scan. And actually, for a lot of autistic kids, they only get one scan because they're really not very cooperative for the concentration scan. So they'll do a resting scan. Sometimes we'll have to use sedation because you have to cooperate and be able to lay still. And if you can't, sedation can be helpful. And for those people who can't afford it, they can make a phone appointment with one of our doctors, talk over their case for a half an hour or for an hour. We also have online courses that, is a fun way to learn more about what we do. Brain Warriors Way, that's going to be a big theme for us this year and going forward. And, quite frankly, and you know this, Karen, you're in a war for the health of Jacob's brain. And, I think of the true warriors, my daughter, who is taking care of my granddaughter, who, oh, by the way, on the ketogenic diet lost her seizures and has been seizure-free for the last 3 years. I mean, it's just been awesome. So we have the Brain Warriors Way. We have a course called Healing ADD at Home in 30 Days, which is, what's the fastest way you can get someone with ADD better because they have a short attention span and you have to do it fast. We have another Brain Health Coaching Certification course, a new one we just launched, Change Your Brain Master's Program, which is really, it's the foundation of the Amen Clinics method and why we do what we do here at Amen Clinics. And we're going to have a high school course coming up in August that we're thrilled about. We actually have an independent study on it showing it decreases depression, decreases drug, alcohol, and tobacco use in teenagers, raises self-esteem. We're just thrilled to get teenagers and preteens involved in loving their brain. So there are all sorts of ways people can connect with us and benefit from us. Then, you know, you can get on Amazon and get Change Your Brain, Change Your Life for $12. So, or you can get it from the library. So we can help you for free all the way up to our full evaluation, which is about $3,900.
So how do you feel about, I went ahead, actually, before I had gone to your clinic, I had put my son on some natural supplements, and they were helping. But then what happened was when he hit puberty and the hormones hit, all of a sudden he became this kind of crazy kid again, and he had been actually doing pretty well. So we got to the point where we were a little bit toward our wit's end. So we found out about the Amen clinics, went down, had the SPECT imaging scan, and the supplements that I had put him on were correct, but actually he needed a little bit higher dosages then at that point. So how can a parent feel safe about putting their child on natural supplementation based on the brain supplement or the brain questionnaire, things like that that they can do online, looking at your books and looking at the supplements like 5-HTP, you know, mood, sleep, appetite, you know, it's great for those things. You know, L-tyrosine, great for helping the brain focus. And it's just a safe amino acid, inexpensive, no negative side effects. But how could a parent maybe evaluate what they should put their child on with the help of what's in your books, et cetera? I have that information in my book as well. Do you have any advice there or any thoughts about, you know, parents putting their children on natural supplementation on their own?
Well, you know, most people's consultant for natural supplements is the teenage clerk at Walmart. And you're going to get a much higher level of consultation reading my books and taking the questionnaire. Now, I always think they should work with a knowledgeable professional. And most psychiatrists are not, I mean, quite honestly. Right. So working with a naturopath can be really helpful, or a medical professional that is also an expert at using natural ways to heal the brain. Unfortunately, there's just not a lot of them. And so the questionnaire, my experience, is the next best thing. Right, if you can't come and get scanned, I developed that questionnaire based on tens of thousands of scans, and it'll tell you, you know, are you likely to have low frontal lobe activity? Are you likely to have a hot anterior cingulate where you get stuck on things, which is very common in the autistic community?
Right.
Is your limbic brain more likely to be active? And based on how you score, it gives you ideas to think about. Now, I don't want people wholesale going off their medication. I think that can be dangerous. But I think you should work with somebody you care about, somebody you trust, to make a good decision. You know, there's some things that I really think they really probably need medicine. So if they're bipolar, and they're really bipolar, there's a high incidence of suicide with untreated bipolar disorder. So if people cycle way up and way down, please don't go off your medication. Or if they have schizophrenia. But, you know, one of the interesting things about schizophrenia is if you've got a map of the most the highest incidence of schizophrenia in the U.S., it's in the Northeast, the Northwest, across the northern states and California. And then you overlay a map of the highest incidence of Lyme disease, they're identical.
Wow. I really covered Lyme disease in my book and the mold biotoxin illness as well, because I definitely have found that those are often one or the other, or even possibly both, are underlying issues that are not found in children or people with autism.
Right.
And when a treatment plan doesn't work, that you definitely need to look into Lyme. That is fascinating, though. I did not know about that that you just spoke about. That's interesting.
And, you know, the Zika virus that's going on now, and all these babies are born with microcephaly, which means a small brain. I think that's a model for autism, that there is an association. There's something happening, whether it's an infection or an environmental toxin, that is triggering this epidemic where now 1 in 45 kids are being diagnosed with autism. So we just have to have an open mind, work really hard, and think of natural ways to help people. I'm going to have to run because I have another call at 10. Yes. But what a joy to meet you. So let's stay in touch for sure. And I'm grateful that, you know, you're providing this wonderful service to your community.
It's all about finding, helping people find the resources they need and, you know, helping as many people as you can. So we really appreciate your time. I know you're a very, very busy man. And thank you so much for joining us today. And everybody, amenclinics.com is Dr. Amen's website, and mine is naturallyhealingautism.com, and my book is Naturally Healing Autism. So hopefully this was helpful to you, and we look forward to hearing back from you. I'm also at Facebook/Naturally Healing Autism, so your comments and questions are always welcome there as well. And we thank you again, Dr. Amen. Have a great day.
Thanks, Sharon. Bye-bye.